The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. The new Secretary of Energy paid his first visit to Washington State's pristine wine country yesterday, but he wasn't there for the Merlot. The area also happens to be the final resting place of some of the most dangerous and potentially explosive nuclear waste ever created. More after this from Charlie. During World War II, when the U.S. was racing to build the atom bomb, nobody had time to worry about what to do with the huge amounts of radioactive waste left over from the bomb making. So it was buried in huge tanks in a remote area of Washington State, and cleaning it up was left to future generations, which turns out to be us.
I believe the problems should be manageable. We may have to make some changes.
Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz. His agency has 15,000 employees working on the cleanup, but despite their best efforts, the underground tanks continue to leak, with six new leaks discovered just this winter. And the plan for stabilizing the waste has hit a snag, because nobody is quite sure what is in those tanks. CBS's Carter Evans talked with Donna Bushy, one of Hanford's nuclear safety managers.
I do not believe it will work as is.
After billions of dollars have been spent.
After billions of dollars.
If you don't know exactly what's in the tanks, how can you build a facility to treat it?
I think that is the fundamental issue. We don't understand the chemical reactions, but yet we're building the plant.
And as the Geiger counter clicks, the clock ticks.
That does involve technological challenges. Some people have associated with the kind of leap that the moonshot involved. This has never been done in human history before.
Washington's Governor Jay Inslee, whose job it will be to make sure the feds do what they promise, which is to turn millions of gallons of deadly radioactive liquids into stable rods of glass and seal them in steel canisters forever. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.